Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
To this week's Ours to Protect slot, our ongoing programming initiative here at Ocean FM to raise awareness of climate change, to educate us all in how to make a difference, and of course to enable and encourage active engagement in climate action locally. And our guest in studio this week is Declan Feeney, who's an environmental scientist based at the Atlantic Technological University in Sligo. Declan, welcome.
Well, it's good to be here. Thanks so much for having us. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and we've got a number of issues of interest to talk to you about. First of all, the Green Campus Initiative. Well, how is that going?
We've got a Green Campus program in the college here in Sligo. And I keep saying college, but of course we're a university. So yeah. I'm trying to get used to the whole change from an RTC to a university.
Yeah, the RTC,
In the ATU in Sligo, we have a Green Campus program. And most of your listeners probably are familiar with green schools. We have them in primary schools and secondary schools. But there is a program for universities. And actually, it's for hospitals as well. So it's across the country. So we've signed up a number of years ago. And myself and one of my colleagues, Fiona Britton, who's from Rosnaula, we were heavily involved in developing the campus program here in Sligo. So it's a campus-led program with students, staff and everyone becoming involved in the area of sustainability on our campus, because we do an awful lot of work in education and environment and sustainability. So we kind of have to, you know, stand up and say, right, okay, we can't just teach this. We have to actually do it. We have to kind of promote it in the way that...
So what do you do? Give us some examples of what you do and tell us, is there good buy-in to this? Do people feel it's a good initiative?
We feel that, we know that our staff are really interested in this area, because most people understand that, you know, they want to do the right thing by the environment, and they're doing it for themselves, but they're also doing it for future generations. And that's kind of the whole area of sustainability. It's like leaving an environment for the future. So we've had a lot of buy-in from staff, from students. Actually, a lot of our students are interested in coming to the ATU in Sligo because actually they want to be involved in the area of sustainability. They actually want to do something positive.
It's that important an issue.
It is that important. Of an issue. And I think very much for young people, they want to actually get a career and do something that actually has a positive impact. And obviously they want to make a living and they want to be able to kind of survive in the world, but they want to be able to know that what they do actually gives back to the planet in some ways. And that sounds all very sort of, I would say, nearly like a hippie thing to say, but it means that, you know, what they do actually has a positive impact. They're not actually damaging the environment. They're trying to do something good. But it's for the whole of society. It's better for our mental health. It's better for the environment. It's better for us in general.
Okay, so it's working and working well and being well received, you feel?
It is. And the last
in all sorts
years,
of ways, yeah.
Yeah, the last couple of years we've been working on the areas. In particular, the program's run by Anthashkin as part of a European program, but we've signed up to it and we got our green flag there about 2 years ago, but that was for specifically for energy use and for waste on campus. So we worked on those, and at the moment we're working on biodiversity, and that's going to take us another year to get hopefully our second green flag. Now that doesn't mean we'll have two flags over the campus. It means we'll you know, another, I suppose, badge, but it's nice to have something to focus on that we direct our energies in that area. So in the area the last 2 years, we were working on energy management and on waste management. And we've been very lucky. We have a great estates team down in the ATU in Sligo, where we've had our estates manager, Noel McLaughlin, and Ed Miller, who've been working for the last number of years in the college. We've got new buildings that have been built, but they're near zero buildings. They've got solar panels on the roofs. They've got far better insulation. They've got far better areas for students. They're far more comfortable, actually. So for the actual students and staff, they're better buildings to work in. They're not these cold, drafty places.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of refurbishment, as we know, at the previous IT Sligo, now ATU, and continues to be, which is a welcome investment in education, of course. So what you're trying to do is make these buildings, when they're being refurbished, more environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
And you mentioned solar panels, for example.
Yes. It's a topic that's very hot at the moment.
It
a lot
is.
Of people are asking about it. A lot of people are interested in it, and they're going, you know, do these things work? We're in Sligo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's raining outside today, and maybe you don't get an awful lot of energy from solar panels on a day like this. But there's days where, you know, you could have your entire house being generating energy, and some of it goes back into the grid, and some you'll get some money for it. I think it's about 18.5 cents for a domestic house per kilowatt hour. Which is not a huge amount of money, but you are getting a little bit back. But you could offset the use of your dishwasher or your washing machine or anything in the house. I mean, there's some very fancy technology that we can put into our houses. And they do work. even here in the Northwest. They work right
to the ground. What would you advise householders or indeed businesses out there who are considering toying with the idea of installing solar panels?
Well, I think the first thing they should do is they should get on the phone to a number of suppliers and get them to come around and ask them a series of questions and ask them, well, what can they do? How much is it going to cost?
Yeah.
You know, is this a good quality product? How much should I expect to get back? And actually ask them about the grants, because we do get grants for a lot of this, and that can be up to €2,000, €2,400 back. But of course, obviously, you have to invest money in the first place to get that money back. But you probably will then take about 6 to maybe 8 years, depending on the number of panels you put in and the type of system you have and the size of your house, to get that money back. And that sounds like a long period of time. But if they're good quality equipment, they could last 20 years.
Yeah.
And it means that you're paying less each month for the next 20 years. And, you know, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, so long term, there is a saving. Okay.
No, our cost of electricity has gone up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We know that.
But I have a solution for you that, you know, the €6,000 or €8,000 to maybe invest in solar panels might seem like a lot. But here's a €200 solution for you. So if you go down to your Derry Tahanis or your some of your electrical suppliers in Sligo Town and ask them, have they got an energy meter they can put into their house? You might spend 100, maybe €200 on that. And suddenly you know how much you're spending on your electricity or using at that particular time. So when you put the kettle on, you see how much energy you're using. When you have maybe a teenager in the shower for 15 minutes, you can go crazy and get them out because they're costing you a fortune. And that helps you to understand your energy use. And actually, I'd say you probably get the money back on that in probably 4 to 6 months.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned the shower, because apparently the shower is the big one, is it not?
It's a really huge one.
Isn't it? Yeah, that's what I've been told.
Well, the electric showers, they're a big consumption of energy in a building, and you find that there's a big spike in energy use. And of course, we find in Ireland, if you have showers in mornings and evening, and apart from the cooking and other things we do in houses, that's one of the big energy uses. So electricians won't let you put 2 electric showers into a domestic building. You just can't do it. Well, you could, but it's not a good thing. They may say no.
Yeah. Really? And the kettle, the traditional kettle,
Or maybe even put in a little bit of warm water into the kettle so you don't have to heat it from cold. They're small things, but...
But they all add up.
But the other thing is, it affects our pockets, so we spend less money. But actually, and this is the big thing for me, because I'm an environmental scientist, you know, that means there's less electricity being used in Ireland, which means we emit less carbon, which means it helps in the area of climate change and global warming. So, you know, this is a big issue globally for us. And to be honest, we're all changing. A lot of people have signed up for, you know, green energy, but we are moving away from using fossil fuels. And that's a good thing, because it's good for our pocket, it's good for the environment, but actually it's good for our health too, in a strange way, because it means we have a cleaner environment.
You mentioned there the tie-up with Sligo Tidy Towns, but you're involved in all sorts of partnerships and projects in conjunction with various organisations, including the local authorities.
Well, one of the good things about working in the likes of the Green Campus programmes and working in the area of sustainability, it's not just working with the students, it's actually working with the local community. So the last number of years, we've had a really good partnership with Sligo County Council and Sligo Tidy Towns. And I've had a number of students doing projects so that they work with these partners. And actually had a lot of success with one particular student and the Sligo Tidy Towns. They looked at walking paths in Sligo, and they looked at edible food trails. And you're going to say to me, what are those? Well, it means if you plant the likes of fruit trees and bushes and apple trees at the edge of the paths, it makes it interesting for people who are walking there, but also it attracts lots of wildlife.
Yeah.
So that's actually a really nice thing. So we identified an area between Sligo Town and the campus out in Ballinode. And in the last year and a half or so, quietly that path has been constructed. So it's one of those nice areas that we've kind of seen a bit of development in. We've also been working with a number of other European universities. There's a programme we're involved in called EU Green, which is a pretty big European project for us. And
it's a project with primary schools.
Next Friday, we're going to have primary schools in the college in the university, in Sligo, and they're going to be looking at biodiversity and particularly the trees on campus, because we've a great wild campus in some areas of it, and it's fantastic. So they're actually going to be working on tree identification around the campus, but they're actually going to be working not just in Sligo. We're going to have other primary schools and our other campuses around the northwest, because of course the ATU extends from Donegal down to Galway.
Yeah.
And beyond that, we actually have other campuses in other parts of Europe that are part of this European programme that are also involved. So the kids will be connecting with through us the other campuses and internationally. So it's a really good way to actually have our community in the campus. And our previous president, Brendan McCormick, he was a great man for telling us that it's not our campus in the sense of us as lecturers, it's actually the community campus. So it's great to have the community actually coming into us.
Are people getting the message, do you think, Declan? Are you more hurt now as an environmental scientist than maybe you have been in previous years, that people see the importance?
I'm a glass half full type person, and I think that, you know, we can all go around with the bail bucked, but really, do you know, there is an awful lot of positive in this. And I think they are getting the message, because actually the cost of fossil fuels, if you look at the price of a litre of diesel, that's dictating the pace. And the insurance companies around the world, they know that things like climate change are coming in. So costs are going up. So people are actually marching with their feet. And a lot of the green things, the greeny things that we've been accused of years, for years, the last number of years, they're actually taking over because they're actually becoming cheaper. They're becoming the bet. They are the thing to put your money on at the moment. So it is. We're seeing a lot. And we're seeing a lot of young people looking at doing something in the area of sustainability. So they're looking at courses that will help them to be able to kind of do something positive, as I said to you.
And it does make a difference. You've no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, we have to think in a local terms. It's very hard. It's kind of sometimes a bit abstract to say, you know, we're going to fix the entire planet. It's way too big to do that. And a lot of people feel pretty powerless. They're not sure how they can do that. But actually, there's the whole thing of acting local, and then it has a global impact. And it can be small, but every small part helps. So, you know, a lot of the students get involved in our Green Campus program. They want to actually try and do something positive. They want to make a difference. And that can be anything from recycling, dealing with fast fashion. It can be to do with waste and recycling waste. It can be to do with energy management. It can be to do with transport and, you know, having buses that come into the campus, which we now thankfully do. It can be to do with bike shelters that have got, you know, tools to fix bikes, all those sort of things. They make a big difference. And, you know, it's good for us as a society to have all those initiatives going, and we feel better for it.
Declan, thanks for coming in.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And continued good wishes to you and all your staff out in ATU.
Thank you very much.
Declan Feeney, environmental scientist, with this week's Hours to Protect.
Ocean FM.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans, with the television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.